right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Pam Bondi goes scorched earth on Capitol Hill today, does a great job. Let me say hey to everybody in the Rumble chat tonight. I got Mr. Cool Dude is on. JGCK is on. Salty Gonads is on. Robin Aroni is on. Auntie Mama is on. Golfmaster 1 is on. TJT 1 is on. JD Joy is on. Johnny F62 is on. Let's see, Sunwoo 45 is on, Guitar Glenn is on, Agravane is on, E. Marcus is on, DK Jackson is on, Robin McGroin is on, My Favorite Show is on, Granite 2468 is on, Mike Griffith is on, let me see here, Nate Dad 1 is on, Skunk 71 is on, Veronica 18201 is on, Adam Lombard is on, Jules 21 Hours is on, D9597 is on, Supergirl 21 is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. K4. VMS is on. Michelle Tal is on. Todd Suff is on. Golfmaster 1 is on. Jim Brody is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Oh, I just messed up. Here we go. Biggie 926 is on. Charlie 340 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Let me see here. I'm going to grab a couple more. LA 106 Times is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Steffa Toms is on. Conservative Warriors on. Swethy is on. Let me see. Milwaukee James is on. Let me grab one or two more here. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Blade Runner is on. Michigan Exposed is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. All right, Pam Bondi does a really good job on Capitol Hill. I'll tell you why. This is how you have to treat your opposition. Well, Tom, it's not Christ-like. What does Christ-like mean? Aaron, you correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't Christ-like mean being like Jesus?
Yeah.
All right. Well, did Jesus just take crap from people?
No.
Please read the interactions between Jesus and the Sanhedrin, Pharisees and the Sadducees. Please read those interactions because Jesus did not. He treated them the way that they deserved to be treated. It doesn't mean that we go out and seek to be rude. But you know what? Sometimes a stern, attacking response is Christ-like. Remember Paul. Now, what did he say to those that were following him around into the various synagogues and following him after he would preach? He backed the back dorm, and allegedly these were Christians. Just like you see the weak, you have the real Christian church, and then you have the weak Christian church. And I don't know whether or not they're saved or not. And I can flat out tell you there are very few non-weak Christian churches. But you had these weak Christians following Paul into these synagogues, waiting for him to leave town, and then telling everybody that they still needed to be circumcised to be saved, and they still needed to follow the law to be saved. So what did Paul tell those people? You know, I wish you would just go all the way and emasculate yourselves. In other words, I wish you'd go ahead and cut your balls off. It's exactly what he said. And that, Aaron, is that not Christ-like?
Yeah,
it is Christ-like, yeah. Because that's the Bible. That's the word of God. So sometimes this is exactly how, and we need to stop with the, with all due respect, Senator. You know what? I'm not giving you any due respect. You know why? Because no respect is due.
Yep.
And that's how Pam Bondi treated these senators today. And that's exactly how they need to be treated. This is what Trump does. This is what every Republican needs to do. But again, Trump is one of the very few real conservatives, even though he's not even ultra conservative. He's really a moderate conservative, but at least he is true to that, true to it. And, even when I say moderate conservative, him being a moderate conservative is way more conservative than Ted Cruz has ever been. And he's allegedly alt-right.
Right.
Because he doesn't actually act in it. He just talks about it. Same thing with Mittens, Willard, Romney, and all the rest of them. So Pam Bondi, and I've not been a big fan of Pam Bondi. I haven't been a hater of her, maybe hated every now and then, but I haven't been a hater because I really wanted Matt Gaetz. If I didn't get Matt Gaetz, I wanted Ken Paxton. If I didn't get Ken Paxton, I wanted Andrew Bailey. And we ended up with Pam Bondi. And she was AG here in the state of Florida and did a good job. But I haven't been thrilled because I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it might have been Peg McGroin in the chat. I was asking earlier about perp walks. And I agree. Where are the perp walks? Now, allegedly, Trump or Cash Patel just fired an FBI agent who was refusing to be involved in a perp walk with James Comey. James Comey needs to be perp walked. Was Roger Stone perp walked? Answer, yes. Was Steve Bannon perp walked? Answer, yes. Navarro perp walked? Answer yes. Mike Flynn perp walked? Answer yes. They all need Roger Stone perp walked. And many of them had their homes invaded. Perp walked? Yes. So all of them, and many of them, I could say homes invaded along with it. Along with Rudy Giuliani, home invaded. So they need to be perp walked. And that hasn't happened yet. Now we are, what, 9 months in now? 9 months into the Trump administration? Did I expect it to happen sooner? I'll be honest with you. I really didn't. But now is the time. And it has begun because we have the grand jury, grand juries impaneled around the country. At least 10 of them are impaneled. We have the grand jury indictment of James Comey from one of the most liberal districts in the United States, in D.C. There's allegedly a grand jury looking into Adam Schiff and looking into Letitia James. None of this has ever happened before, nor has a former FBI director been indicted before. So things are happening. So we need to acknowledge what's good while holding their feet to the fire. But Pam Bondi does a great job. Let's look at a couple of these videos. Penny Johnson video. Senator Dick Durbin is going to regret asking this. Play it for me.
The word is, and I think it's been confirmed by the White House, they are going to transfer Texas National Guard units to the state of Illinois. What's the rationale for that?
Yeah, Chairman, as you shut down the government, you voted to shut down the government, and you're sitting here, our law enforcement officers aren't being paid. They're out there working to protect you. I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump. And currently, the National Guard are on the way to Chicago. If you're not going to protect your citizens, President Trump will.
This is what you do. You do what they do. Okay, this is what happens every time that there's a Democrat in front of a congressional hearing. They answer a question with a question. Not only do you answer it with a question, you answer it with a fervent attack. That is what you do. These are reprehensible people. They are disgusting, repulsive, demonic human beings who need to be treated that way. Not violently, but they needed to be treated without respect. I'm not saying being rude, but we don't need honorable Mr. Blumenthal, honorable Mr. Dicky Tricky, little Dicky Durbin. None of that. Just answer them just exactly the way that she did it. That's why I love Corey Lewandowski. When he's being questioned by Eric Swalwell, he actually referred to him as President Swalwell because he lasted all of one primary in the Democratic Party primary campaign. So that's great. That's what you do. Put them on defense. And she did with Durbin. She just simply says, you know what, even though you've shut down the government, and there's just further and further proof that their reason for shutting down the government is absolute garbage. It's an absolute lie. And but we'll get into that. I hope I'll get to it. Maybe. Well, I'm looking at my pile here. We have a solid...
Not likely.
40% chance of getting there. But you know, maybe I'll hurry. But anyway, this is what you do. This is how you handle these people. Enough with the platitudes. Enough with the niceness. It's over. These are reprehensible, repulsive human beings who need to be treated that way. And she's right. He keeps shutting down the government. Schumer's telling all these people to shut down the government. They already got like six Democrats to break off from the Schumer shutdown, from the Schumer command to shut down the government. And it's just being proven over and over and over again, just in case I don't get to it. Just in case I don't. How many births in the red state of Texas are funded by Medicaid? How many births in the state of Texas are paid for by you and me? 58% in the second largest state. Federal government money in the state of Texas used to comprise 3% of their budget. 3%. Now it's 30%. And what Tricky Dicky Durbin, again, disgusting, repulsive, reprehensible human beings, what Tricky Dicky Durbin will say is none of these, now again, 58% of the births are paid for by Medicaid. Who's giving all those births? Our birth rate is horrendously low. Basically, Joe's in the room tonight. Canada's done. We're done. Unless we start having babies, we're done. Just so you know, in order for a civilization to survive, you have to have 2.1 babies per woman. Canada is less than 1.5, and we are less than 2. We're 1.9. So we're already done. So who's having all these babies down there? Muslims and illegals. Who's paying for all those? That would be Medicaid. Oh, it's not Medicaid. No, it's the Texas fund that's funded by Medicaid. So Tricky Dicky Durbin can say that Medicaid isn't paying for it. And they're shutting down the government based on Republicans refusing to fund Medicaid, to fund those state apparatuses to then pay for illegals to give birth and have medical procedures. That makes sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
There it is. That's it. So Dicky Durbin, just like all the rest of them, need to be treated like the people that they are. Disgusting Nazi liars. That's who they are. They are leftists. Hitler was a leftist. Stalin was a leftist. They're Stalinist, Leninist, Hitler-esque liars. That's who they are, and they need to be treated as such. Would you say that at church, Tom? Absolutely. Already do. That's exactly who they are. They need to be treated as such. And Jesus was exactly the same way. You whitewash tombs full of dead man's bones, full of all uncleanness, sons of hell, making them twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Just like that. Get behind me, Satan, he says to one of his most trusted apostles. This is how these people need to be treated, because that's who these people are. All right, go on to the next one. Gunther Eagleman video. Breaking, Pam Bondi just demolished Blumenthal. Play it for me.
I do have a question. In the merger that took place.
Which merger? You've listed
involving
many.
Involving American Express, GBT. I understand that Brian Ballard, longtime backer and head of the law firm where you work, was instrumental in lobbying the Justice Department to drop that lawsuit. It was dismissed. So it's not subject to a court review. What conversation did you have with Mr. Ballard?
Senator Blumenthal, I cannot believe that you would accuse me of impropriety when you lied about your military service.
You lied. How dare you?
I'm a career prosecutor. Don't you ever challenge my integrity. I have abided by every ethics standard. Do not question my ability to be fair and impartial as Attorney General. And anything with my former firm, Ballard Partners.
Thank you.
There it is. That's what you do. And look at what did Little Tricky do. Remember, these people are repulsive human beings. This is a spineless little worm. When she talks about it, I've got another one. It's the exact same exchange, but it has the news broadcast underneath it when it's another Tricky Dicky. It's Richard Blumenthal, another Tricky Dicky Blumenthal, along with Tricky Dicky Durbin. Here he is actually questioning somebody else's honesty when he himself lied. I mean, point blank freaking lied. And of course he calls it a misstatement. No, a misstatement again, just to explain this to anybody and everybody watching, and everybody already knows this if you are a person of integrity, which the 1692 that are watching right now are. But, you know, a misstatement is, you know what, I did it on Wednesday. No, Tom, you did it on Thursday. Oh, that's right. That's a misstatement. It was on Thursday. Not, I served in Vietnam. That's not a misstatement. That's a pathological, bull-faced freaking lie. A pathological lie, which he did numerous times. And then he says it was a misstatement, just like Biden would say about all of his pathological lying. It's a misstatement. And then he's going to actually question the integrity of somebody else. And what he actually did during remember, this is when he's running for Senate the first time, says he served in Vietnam. You'll see it in a minute. But he served in Vietnam. What he actually did was seek 5 deferments. In other words, I'm a rich little white boy, so I'm not going to Vietnam. That's what he did. And then claimed to have served in Vietnam. Boy, that sounds eerily familiar. Who does this every time? Name the Republicans that have done it. Name them. As I know, we have Tampon Timmy did it. John Kerry lied about his service. We know about that. You got Tampon Tim, and now, of course, Tricky Dicky Blumenthal. All right, let's go to the next one, wherever I'm at. The Storm Has Arrived video. Embarrassing moment. For Dick Durbin. Play for me.
And, you know, Senator Durbin, I find it very interesting that you refused repeated Republican requests to release the Epstein flight logs in 2023 and 2024. You fought that. Did you take money from Reid Hoffman campaign donations,
Never
who was
heard.
A huge Epstein friend? Why did you fight for years? Why did you fight to not disclose the the flight logs, Senator Durbin.
I can tell you I did not refuse. One of the senators here wished to produce those logs, and I asked her to put it in writing, and she never did.
Yeah, I think Senator Blackburn would quarrel with you on that.
But well, I will quarrel with you as to read somebody that you mentioned I never heard of.
Reid Hoffman.
So who?
A few moments later.
Mr. Chairman, since Senator Durbin referred to me, I would really appreciate the opportunity to correct the record.
Proceed.
Because Senator Durbin knows I repeatedly asked for those flight logs. I brought up the subpoena. You even shut down the committee because you didn't want that, and you know I submitted that in writing, and you continue to misrepresent that, and I am not going to let that record stand.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Go ahead, Senator Durbin.
I just want to make it clear that the reason the committee business ended was that your side invoked the two-hour rule. Point number two is I asked you if you wanted any documents like flight logs to put it in writing. You never did.
Yes, sir, I did. And your staff knows that I did.
No,
we'll submit once again the information to you. We've done that several times, but we'll be happy to once again send it to you. I think your staff doesn't show that to you.
See, the thing is with these people, honestly, if you weren't somebody like us, all of us in this podcast right now, you might believe Tricky Dicky Durbin there. You might, because he comes across as an elderly man with integrity. It was never submitted to me in writing, and he's nice and calm, and that's how they all sort of communicate. Like, some of them are like seething little sulfur-spewing demons like Adam Schiff. You're like, okay, he's disgusting. But some of them come across like Tricky Dicky Durbin, like even Blumenthal to some extent. They consider themselves, it's very hard for me to communicate this because everything's false. They consider themselves in their own mind men of integrity, and they sort of exude that out, even though they are the complete opposite of that. They exude sort of that demonic I'm trying to think exactly the word for it, sort of like a demonic sort of anointing that they appear to be one way, but they are like like Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. So then his ministers do the exact same thing. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Read these things when you're done with the podcast. But anyway, they just come across like that, and everything that it appears to be that he's saying, that he's actually speaking the truth. But he's bold-faced lying. He is he's the worst of the worst. He's even worse than Schiff. Because Schiff, you can tell, is lying. Durbin is bold-faced lying, and you cannot tell, except if you're people like us who actually know the truth. He's bold-faced lying. He's received that request, and we played the video where he's requested over and over again. Let's just show me the prerequisite that it even has to be requested in writing. You have the senator from Tennessee requesting that the senator from Illinois, Tricky Dicky Durbin, release the Epstein flight log. Why does that have to be in writing? Show me that prereq in the Constitution or even the halls of Congress or the rules of Congress. Show it to me. It isn't there. It's also that she submits that in writing to his staff, and his staff never gives it to him, and he knows his staff is never giving it to him. So he has plausible deniability. They're disgusting people. They get up every day. You're like, Tom, you've been on this for a month. I know, because I'm confounded by it. I don't understand it. I honestly don't get it. I'm confounded by it. How you get up every day of your life and you look your wife in the eye and your wife thinks of you as a man of integrity when you're a liar who lies and lies about your lies, and you consider yourself to be a man of integrity when you're a liar who lies and lies about your lies. I mean, I honestly don't get it, because I'd be scared every day of my life that I'm going to get hit by a bus and go straight to hell. They don't care. As long as everybody thinks of the senator from the state of Illinois, most honorable Tricky Dicky Durbin. But he's just a liar. He's just a practiced liar. That's who he is. And you can see it here in these hearings. All right, Media Lies video. Senate Democrats are doing their best to full court press AG Bondi. Here's her versus Sheldon Whitehouse. Let me just put this in there, because it's very apropos that his name is Whitehouse. Because Sheldon still, to my knowledge, belongs to a whites-only club in his own jurisdiction. Play for me.
Tell, investigate.
Senator, I'm not sure if you're concerned because you took money, I believe, did you, from Reid Hoffman, one of Epstein's closest confidants, not only once but twice in 2018 and 2024, if that's correct. But, Senator, did you ask Merrick Garland any of this over the last 4 years when he sat before you?
This investigation has been going on.
This investigation was closed. Did you ask Alex Acosta that?
And Patel came to office. You said you would look into this. There were hundreds of suspicious activity reports. Some people would deduce from the fact that they are called suspicious activity reports that there might be suspicious activity. And yet you seem to have looked at zero of those suspicious activity reports involving Jeffrey Epstein accounts. Let me ask you something else. There's been public reporting that Jeffrey Epstein showed people photos of President Trump with half-naked young women. Do you know if the FBI found those photographs in their search of Jeffrey Epstein's safe or premises or otherwise? Have you seen any such thing?
You know, Senator Whitehouse, you sit here and make salacious remarks, once again trying to slander President Trump left and right, when you're the one who was taking money from one of Epstein's closest confidants, I believe, I could be wrong, correct me, Reid Hoffman, who was with Jeffrey Epstein on multiple occasions. And the senator sitting right next to you tried to block the flight logs from being released. Yet you're grilling me on President Trump and some photograph with Epstein? Come on.
The question is, did the FBI find those photographs that have been discussed publicly by a witness who claimed Jeffrey Epstein showed them to him? You don't know anything about that. Okay. Here's what some, well, no, we cut to something else. The Marshal Service is supposed to protect our federal judges. I have asked repeatedly for the Marshal Service to let me know if they are.
So you see how Sheldon there, again, the man who belongs to a white only club in his home state, and nobody challenges that. Imagine if Trump belonged to a white only. I mean, again, and I don't mean to beat this dead horse, because it certainly is a dead horse. But the media gets up every day, has coffee with their wives and kids and their husbands and kids, and everybody treats each other as if they're people of integrity, that they're people that, you know, that actually are people that operate in the truth. They're people of integrity, you know, people of human dignity, but they're not. They're worthless human beings, because if you are a journalist and you know Sheldon Whitehouse belongs to a whites-only club and you never bring it up, but you're supposed to be a journalist who reports on the facts of the day, the events of the day, you're supposed to be impartial, but you don't invite, you don't report on Sheldon Whitehouse. But did you see how she actually confounded him? He could not speak. He had to shift to the Marshall story. That's what you do. And I'll just go back to front. So the photos of Trump with half-naked women, that's all not true. That's one of the many debunked things, and that's why Trump was saying, and I don't excuse it, because, again, everybody knows the things, if you watch this podcast all the time, the things that I don't like that Trump has done. Now, most of what he's done has been fantastic, and I'd vote for him again instantly right now, because most of what Trump has done is great. But one of the bad things that he did was to call the Epstein situation a hoax. But what he meant by that was actually true. Not, he wasn't talking about Epstein being an asset for Mossad and for CIA and actually working for Ghislaine Maxwell and Ghislaine Maxwell procuring the women, the underage women, and the women for honeypot operations on Epstein Island, numerous other locations. He wasn't saying all of that was a hoax. He was saying that the file as is a hoax. That's why he went and subpoenaed and tried to get all the records released from the trials, because the trials had an earlier version of the Epstein files, and those were more accurate. Remember, those Epstein files were in the hands of the following: Maureen Comey somehow ends up with every Epstein trial. James Comey, Merrick Garland, and Robert Mueller. Those were the people maintaining the Epstein files. So they were putting fraudulent information in there and information that's already been debunked, i.e. Melania Trump being a hooker who was introduced to Donald Trump from Jeffrey Epstein. That's an absolute lie, but it's in the Epstein files. Elon Musk is in the Epstein files. But that has nothing to do with any sort of criminality on either part. So all that stuff has already been debunked. And then I love what she said. Why didn't you ask? I mean, you had 4 years. Not only 4 years with Merrick Garland. They could have asked these questions in Trump 1.0. They could have asked these questions with Hussein Obama. Hussein Obama's entire administration, his eight-year run as president, was after the initial arrest of Jeffrey Epstein in 2006. Never asked. Nobody asked one question. Never asked during Trump 1. Never asked during Biden. And now they're asking? Isn't that weird? So that's what you do. And it put him on his heels. Not to mention, and everybody needs to remember these names, him being a prime recipient of money from a very close ally to Jeffrey Epstein, Reid Hoffman. Reid Hoffman is behind basically every attack on Donald Trump you see. Every single attack, whether it's legally, whether it's just media propaganda, Reid Hoffman is behind these things. All of us need to remember these names. Reid Hoffman, Norm Eisen, Mark Elias, and Alex Soros. Those are the problem. Those are all these lawsuits against Donald Trump, all of these persecutions via prosecution of Donald Trump and these civil trials against Donald Trump. Everyone needs to understand. All of the ones, whether they were civil or criminal, in New York were funded by Reid Hoffman. The civil ones I know were. I don't know about the, I shouldn't say the criminal ones, but the civil ones for sure. E. Jean Carroll was funded by Reid Hoffman. The whole civil, the real estate civil case against Donald Trump, Reid Hoffman. He's the one who does. Everyone thinks of Biden's and Obama's. Now, you need to look at people like this. Those are the people behind the scenes. All right, let's go to the next one. Media lies video. Senate Democrats are doing their best. Or would I just do that one? No, that's Sheldon. Okay. Next one. Gunther Eagleman. Breaking Pam Bondi just stunned Senator Jose Padilla after he tried to talk about having order at a Senate hearing. Play for me.
Director Patel was here before us just a few weeks ago. Attorney General Bondi, you are the Attorney General of the United States. Director Patel reports to you. Do you believe he's doing a good job, yes or no?
I believe Director Patel is doing a great job. You know where he is right now, Senator Padilla?
Right now.
You asked me a question.
Yes,
Director
I know
Patel
where he
right
is,
now
and I know
is
where
in
he's
Chicago,
because
Senator
you said it
Durbin,
earlier in the hearing.
Fighting to keep
You've said
Chicago
it earlier in the hearing, and yes, I have been paying attention.
You know, you want order in Chairman, here now, yet you stormed the Director of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. You sure didn't have order that day, did you, Senator?
Attorney General, you are under oath. I did not storm the secretary, the video.
Oh, that was on
that
video. That video has been released, I believe. Very
Mr. Chairman.
You know what? Everybody's under oath, and he did storm it, and we played it, and he ended up being arrested and should have been criminally charged, and he wasn't. That's exactly what it is. Notice how it stuns them, because they're used to having their boots licked. This is why, and their butts kissed. This is why they want Twitter gone. That's why they want Rumble gone. Hopefully they don't end up owning and operating TikTok the way that it should be. I mean, the way they want it to be. But it's not a good, you know, it's not a great sign of who owns TikTok now. But anyway, that's why they want it all shut down. They're used to the MSNBC treatment, the CNN treatment, the scared Republican treatment, where Republicans are afraid to confront them because of the various political ramifications and lack of political expediency that will follow. Now, nobody cares. Because we can get the word out. Now, what happens, of course, if you attack a Democrat, then the mainstream media that nobody watches. Does everybody realize the difference in views between CBS News? You know, I mean, just bought by Larry Ellison. CBS News and Alex Jones. I mean, CBS News and Benny Johnson. It doesn't even compare. You take Alex Jones is actually watched by hundreds of millions more views than mainstream news of any kind. Alex Jones alone does that, not to mention all the other channels, whether it's Shapiro, whether it's Tim Pool, or any other big, you know, Charlie Kirk before he was assassinated by people like Jose Padilla, people on the left who are violent. The amount of use, so it doesn't matter anymore. Nobody has to, we have plenty of ability to bark back at them. We have plenty of ability. We have the ability now to set the record straight because we own giant portions of the media. Unless we get banned again, like we did during the pandemic, off of YouTube, off of Facebook. I'm still banned on Twitter. I don't understand that since Elon. I mean, again, I've got like, I don't know, 7,000 followers on Twitter. And I put out a tweet and I get like 4 responses and like 10 views. So I'm still banned. And Aaron had it run an analysis on it. And we have like a ghost band on Twitter. So word out to Elon Musk, unban me, please. Allow me to be seen. But anyway, and I had to see freaking Zuckerberg at the UFC. This the past weekend. I'm going to see Zuckerberg there. I'm like, because Dana White's on his board now. Well, you know what? Zuckerberg needs to, like, if he's going to hang out at conservative events, maybe he needs to be conservative. And then stop banning everybody off because it's still shadow banned. 30,000 followers, I get no views.
Yeah.
To the point where Aaron just pulled it off Facebook because it's just a waste of time.
Yeah.
Just a waste of time. But listen, it doesn't matter anymore. We now have platforms. And I wish we had more platforms than we do. Because we're very vulnerable. We're very vulnerable to having those platforms still bought and then all of us, bought by a leftist, and then all of us are banned again. But it doesn't matter anymore. Now, you can say what you want to say. Because, yes, the mainstream media will then lie about you and call you names. But we can now set the record straight because we have the platforms to do so. Twitter was until Alex Jones is so wild. Alex Jones released his own Alex Jones Network, AJN app. Because he's looking at it, InfoWars is looking to be bought and bankrupt and sold and whatever in the whole Sandy Hook debacle. But so he launched his own app. It's now number one. It's the number one news app on the planet. Number one. It's bigger than Twitter. How is that? And Twitter was number one. And Twitter's owned, again, by Elon Musk. Twitter was 1,000,000,000 times bigger than MSNBC or CNN. So we don't need to be respectful anymore. You say what needs to be said. You just absolutely go to Jose Padilla. You know what you did? You stormed into a press event where Kristi Noem was speaking, and you acted like a complete buffoon, and you committed battery on a federal agent when you were trying to push past them. And he needs to be criminally charged, but of course he isn't. He should have been. That's my only beef at times with the Trump administration. Charge his butt. Let its court decide. Bankrupt him. Again, the prosecution is worse than the conviction. Bankrupt their butts, just like they bankrupted Alex Jones. Bankrupted Roger Stone. Bankrupted Peter Navarro. Tried to bankrupt Bannon. You can't bankrupt Trump, but if Trump was poor, he would have been bankrupted. Bankrupt them because the punishment is worse. I mean, the prosecution is worse than the sentence or the conviction. Prosecute Padilla, but they don't. I don't get that. But anyway, let me go back one more time to Blumenthal. A little of this is redundant, but I wanted you to see the news behind the Blumenthal story. Western Lensman video. Bondi said she wouldn't be lectured on integrity by Dick Stolen Valor Blumenthal. Play for me.
I can finish answering the question. I'm not going to be lectured to you about integrity by someone who lied about being in the military just to be elected a senator.
And a big U.S. Senate race in Connecticut got blown sky high today when the leading Democrat in the race got caught in a lie over his military service. Richard Blumenthal, who is the state attorney general, has said in the past he served in Vietnam. He did not. He served during Vietnam. The New York Times reports he received 5 wartime deferments and he served stateside in the Marine Reserves. Today, Blumenthal said he misspoke.
I will not allow anyone to take a few misplaced words and impugn my record of service to our country.
Problem with that is there's videotape of Blumenthal saying that he was in Vietnam.
More than one time, and nobody was impugning your service in the National Guard via your 5 deferments. Nobody was impugning that. We're impugning your character for lying about your military service. A absolute typical deflection by a leftist. All right, switching subjects. Eric Doherty video. Holy crap. National Democrats are rallying behind political violence. This is all about the J. Jones situation inside of Virginia. J. Jones, the Democrat, is running for AG of Virginia after he said that he wanted to shoot his former political opponent's kids and watch them die in their mother's arms. And now let's look at what Tim Kaine, the senator out of Virginia, says about this. Play for me.
Senator, do you still support J. Jones?
You do.
What do you think he should drop out of this race after those comments?
I just think it's a good point.
You have concerns about what you saw?
The comments are completely indefensible. I've known J. Jones for 25 years. And those comments are very much out of character for him. So if I put the comments, which are clearly beyond the pale, against knowing this guy for 25 years, I'm still a supporter of J. Jones.
What do you think about him?
You see the reporter turn around like, how could you possibly still support this guy? I mean, he literally said he wanted his opponent's kids shot and have his opponent's wife hold them as they were dying in a text message. By the way, other violent rhetoric has come out about him, and I can't remember what it was. I actually cut and pasted it, but I never actually pasted it. So other violent rhetoric has come out, too, about him wanting to harm his political opponents physically. And he says he has known J. Jones for years. He's not going to withdraw his support. And this is out of character for him. Well, this was a couple years ago, and it's not out of character if you are actually texting that to other people. That is your character. But again, and that's Tim Kaine. Remember, he's the one who ran as Hillary's VP candidate. Half of the Hillary Clinton ticket. But anyway, so who is this, you know, Tim Kaine? I wanted to show this video. I never got around to actually showing you this, so this gave me an excuse. This is my little Democratic Party section. I got this and then one thing on Karen Bass here in a second. But anyway, here's the Nan Lee Marie video. And this is Tim Kaine. So this is the Democratic Party where he's not going to remove his support. And then again, they say that we need to lower our rhetoric after our Charlie Kirk was shot. Two assassination attempts on President Trump, an assassination attempt by a transgender shooter on Brett Kavanaugh, the Steve Scalise shooting, seven out of the last 10 mass shootings have been transgender activists and or non-binary people. The other three were non-binary people. And then they tell us that it's the problem is on both sides. That's all bold-faced lies. And then tell us to lower our rhetoric. No, thanks. And then if Tim just shows you right there that they are violent. They are the violent left. They need to be considered violent. Not that we go and attack them. We certainly should be ready to defend ourselves, however, against people like Tim Kaine and the people who follow Tim Kaine, one of which is J. Jones, which he completely supports, a man who says he wants to shoot his opponent's kids. So here's more on Tim Kaine, the Nan Lee Marie video. Not sure who the bigger wacko is on earth. Right here, Tim Kaine.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator. That's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
This is a man who swore an oath to the fact that they do come from God. So he's saying, he just said, he goes, you know, the idea that our rights come from God is troubling and that our rights don't come from government is troubling. That's what he just said. This is a man who put his hand on either the Bible or some sort of transgender manual or the Quran, maybe, and swore to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, which explicitly says that we are endowed by our creator. What does that mean? Endowed by our creator? That our rights come from him? We are endowed by our creator with certain unalienable rights. Remember, Joe Biden, you know the thing. And then you say the exact opposite? You say something completely antithetical to the document you swore to uphold and defend? That's who Tim Kaine is. And by the way, what's up with the transgender glasses on your face? I mean, they're women's glasses. I mean, at least if you're going to be a transgender, maybe hide it from everybody. This just shows you who the Democratic Party is. Let's look at this now. Johnny Midnight video. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has found herself at the center of a scandal involving $1 million in campaign donations from China. Give it to me, Aaron.
China.
From Chinese Communist Party operatives are giving her over $1 million in campaign donations from a foreign government. Weird. After pocketing the cash, she appointed these operatives to her board. From the Chinese government, CCP, PLA, raising eyebrows and serious questions about her integrity. Play for me.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, the ultra-leftist who sides with illegal migrants over citizens, has just been exposed in a bombshell investigation by the Daily Caller. According to their investigation, Mayor Bass took campaign donations totaling over $1 million from two Chinese Communist Party-linked bankers, both connected to what's called the United Front Work Department, China's primary intelligence and influence operation. But here's the kicker. Immediately after taking their money, Bass appointed them to her mayoral transition advisory team, the very group tasked with guiding policy and staffing decisions for her entire administration.
Oh, so these are people that are involved with staffing and administrative decisions from the People's Liberation Army and the Chinese Communist Party, which is no surprise because she is an administrator for Fidel Castro herself. She actually worked for the Castro administration. That's who these people are. That's who the Democratic Party is. That's why Tim Kaine has no problem saying, I find it very troubling that people think that our rights come from our creator, even though he swore an oath to the Constitution, which says so. He finds it very troubling that people don't think our rights come from government. It's not, see, again, it's not so much that government doesn't want us to worship God. They want us to worship them. That's the thing. So very interesting last night. This has popped up today, this Karen Bass thing. No, I actually had this for last night. I didn't get to it. But anyway, we showed last night the Adam Carolla video, which did pop up yesterday. Adam Carolla video where he, you know, his house is overlooking, is in Malibu, overlooking the beachfront mansions, which all burned to the ground. Strangely, they all burned to the ground. And as well as Pacific Palisades, all burned to the ground. So he does a little expose on what's happening down here, because here we are 9 months later, more than 9 months later, and no permits have been issued for rebuilds in Pacific Palisades or there. I think four total in Pacific Palisades out of 15,000 houses that everybody knows that, right? 15,000 houses burned to the freaking ground in the United States. We can't put out fires in the United States, but I you know, that'd be an hour long conversation. But anyway, I mean, I just challenge you, go to Bangladesh and find an area where 14,000 houses burned to the ground. I mean, it's almost like it's on purpose or something. I mean, that couldn't be.
No,
I mean, right, Aaron?
No,
of course not. Help me, Aaron. No. That couldn't be on purpose. But anyway.
Not for the land.
I mean, no. I mean, and then they burn it all to the ground and then don't issue any permits to rebuild.
Right.
All right. And then that's Adam normal. Carolla. So Adam Carolla is perched up looking down on all these beachfront mansions. And he's going, and he goes, nobody, there's nothing. There's no rebuilds and nothing happening. And like I said last night, when you have a hurricane hit Florida, I mean, it's not a day later and everyone's out rebuilding. And begging for permits, and Florida issues the permits. Hopefully Ron DeSantis actually pulls off no property taxes.
That'd be awesome.
But I'm hoping for that. Boy, if he does, I'm going to be buying real estate. But anyway, as quick as I can. But anyway, so he's looking down. He does a little expose, and he just scrolls down PCH, Pacific Coast Highway. And nobody is rebuilding. But guess who's buying those lots? This is very strange. It's the Chinese.
That's fine.
I mean, it can't be. There's nothing, can't be anything wrong with that.
No.
It's just the Chinese that are buying these expensive American beachfront properties, and you have the mayor of Los Angeles has them on her board. I mean, that's all coincidence, right?
That
just
happens.
I mean, the Democrats couldn't be that evil.
No.
I mean, they couldn't be that evil. We need to understand who these people are. These are treasonous, repulsive human beings. That's who they are. They're absolutely repulsive, treasonous human beings. And when they cross the line into impropriety and into lawlessness, into criminality, they need to be prosecuted. Again, I don't mean to beat this dead horse, but Jose Padilla needed to be arrested for what he did. Period. He needed to be arrested for what he did, and he wasn't for some reason. All right, let's switch it up. Let's go to the shutdown now. Wall Street Apes video, Tucker Carlson show on Texas. This was the stats that I was talking about earlier, but this goes in more in depth. 58% of the births in Texas. Play for me.
58% of the births in Texas are Medicaid births.
58%?
58%. So think about this a second, Tucker. 20 years ago, Medicaid was 3% of the Texas budget. Now it's the number two driver of the budget. And it's due in large part to illegal immigration. People come across the border, have their babies. Sometimes they go back, sometimes they don't. We are destroying our children and grandchildren's ability to have any kind of future whatsoever. We're drilling holes in the bottom of the lifeboat.
So Golf Master 1 in the chat wants wants to China. Give it to him.
China. There it is. It's all China.
So here we are in Texas. Now, again, this is a red state. What do the blue states look like? I mean, what exactly do the blue states look like right now? I mean, what do they look like? Because 58% of the births in Texas are illegals. Now, I've already talked about this, but who's paying for that? 20 years ago, Medicaid was 3% of the Texas budget. Now it's the number two driver of the budget. 3% to number two driver of the budget is now federal funds. And Tricky Dicky Durbin and the Schumer shutdown will tell you that Medicaid never pays for one illegal medical service ever. Now, births in the United States are somewhere between $8,000 and $20,000 a pop. So 58% of the births in the second largest state in the union, and just second largest by a couple million people, and probably will be the largest soon because of all the mass migration out of the state of California under Gavin Newsom. But so 58%, and what they will say, of course, and I'll stop talking about this because I already did, is that, you know, Medicaid didn't pay for any of them. No, Medicaid didn't pay for them. Medicaid paid for the service that paid for them. And that's a Democrat. That's what it means to be a Democrat and shut down the government to the place where Dicky Durbin is not paying federal law enforcement in his own state. Repugnant, disgusting, repulsive human beings. Democrats. All right, Right Angle News Network video. Breaking 2023, NBC clip reporting that 25% of patients in New York City, just the city, public hospitals, were illegals. But Aaron, Medicaid's not paying for any of that. I mean, just 25%. In a city of 9 million, 25% of the patients in a state of city of 9 million people, 25% of the patients were illegals. Play for me.
Across public hospitals in New York City, a quarter of the patients are now migrants. Over the last year, nearly 30,000 visits by migrants and 300 new babies born to migrant moms. Staff here at Bellevue Hospital tell us they're eager to help, but the number...
So who paid for all those? Who paid for those 300 people to have babies? Not all the other medical services, for hangnails to whatever medical situation people are in. Who's paying for all that? Again, not Tricky Dicky Durbin and Chucky Schumer. Schumer shut down from his own little city here. When he, in a parade recently, called for violence against Donald Trump. But anyway, he didn't call for violence. He just said F Trump. But anyway, so who pays for all those births? Oh, not Medicaid, but not Medicaid itself, but the fund that's funded by Medicaid pay for it. That's who paid for it. So it wasn't, so the Democrats have some, I guess, convoluted plausible deniability. But it wasn't Medicaid that paid for any of that. It was the social services funded by Medicaid that paid for every medical procedure for every illegal in the city of New York and the state of New York. And while Democrats shut down the government because they want the $1.3 trillion added to the budget to pay for these services. And of course, Medicaid will even imagine that. They're saying Medicaid doesn't pay for any of this, but we want to fund Medicaid to pay for all this. Because it was Trump, it was that $1.3 trillion was reallocated under the Big Beautiful Bill away from illegals and probably to hire Border Patrol agents, because the Big Beautiful Bill did not cut spending, but it reallocated those funds. So instead of the Democrats even requesting that they be reallocated, they want them to be added. Remember, with $37 trillion in debt, they want to spend another $1.3 trillion in this budget year, added to our debts and deficits. And the Big Beautiful Bill already adds $2.3 trillion to our deficit. You're like, Tom, you're kind of bashing Trump there. That's the truth. It's not bashing. It's the truth. That's the truth about the Big Beautiful Bill. Some ways it's beautiful, and some ways it's a boondoggle. More of a boondoggle than beautiful. I hate to tell everybody that. But that's what's going on here. So the Democrats could say Medicaid never pays for any of this. No, the fund that is funded by Medicaid paid for all these things. They call it some service like Medi-Cal. They just put a name on basically government spending, by federal government spending. They just put a name on a service. That's what they do. And then it's funded by Medicaid, and that pays for the illegals. So Democrats can say that not $1 of Medicaid money is spent on illegals. But all of the services that spend all their money on illegals are funded by Medicaid. That's the point. All right, let's go to the next one. Paul H. Spula video off of the shutdown now, but just picking on Democrats some more. New York State, again, here, that was New York State that we just discussed. Here's more on New York State. New York State caught issuing driver's licenses. This can't be true, right? To people who refuse to provide their name. The licenses actually say no name given on a driver's license. Play it for me.
On Monday, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt tweeted a picture of a New York State commercial driver's license his officers had seized during an enforcement action on an interstate highway. The name on this official document, found on one of 125 illegal immigrant drivers apprehended by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, quote, no name given. New Yorkers suffered uniquely on September the 11th, 2001, but this single incident underscores how the Empire State and its government has forgotten the lessons of that horrible day, and how New York's so-called compassion for illegal immigrants is setting the United States up for a tragic replay.
We have illegal CDL drivers around the United States of America slaughtering Americans. Showed the video from Florida with a family of three slaughtered on the street, on the, I believe it was the bypass in right here in the state of Florida. Bypass between 75 and I-4, slaughtered on the road because an illegal can't read street signs and tried to make a U-turn on the interstate, slaughtering a family of three. And then we showed another video of another illegal who received a CDL, who slaughtered somebody in a car, I don't know how many people, because he ran, there's a car between him and the next semi up, and he approached the car going 100 miles an hour because he can't read street signs, and smashed into that car, immediately ending the life of people in that car. And I can show you one video after another like that. All around, of crashes caused by people like this. People issued CDL licenses who do not qualify for them statutorily. If you're going to get a CDL license, first of all, you have to be a citizen or somebody with a proper visa. And what, of course, the Democrats do is just blanket label people. They give them their paroles. They just go ahead and say, you know, that you are, they just, even though they're here illegally, they just say you're here legally now. And then they can say again that money wasn't spent on illegals, but I digress. But anyway, you have to be, you know, a citizen of the United States, a naturalized citizen of the United States, received a proper visa, and you have to be fluent in English. And you have to pass a test showing that you can read all street signs. The guy who killed the people in the state of Florida went 3 for 14 on his sign test. 3 for 14. He has no idea what no U-turn sign is. That's why he made one and killed a family of three. So here we are once again. And remember, these are, who knows how many of these are floating around the state of New York, because these were the ones that they pulled over in the state of Kansas or Texas or whatever state it was. I can't remember which, that they said on the video. You actually are Democrats. The Democratic Party, not the Republicans, issue CDL licenses. CDL license, look at it right there, limited term CDL, to people with no name. So this could be some guy, Muhammad, who doesn't tell you his name, who is a registered sex offending terrorist. No problem. Well, I want a license. No problem whatsoever. What name do we put on it? Don't put a name on it. Okay, it's yours. That's the Democratic Party. That's what it means. I hope you're a Democrat. You're watching this right now, because this is your party does this. Issues licenses with no name on them. Who is the person then? Who is the person? Well, I mean, if the guy gets pulled over for a criminal traffic offense or even a civil traffic offense, who do you write a ticket to? As you see, the Democrats, the Democratic Party politicians have never, ever operated in real life. They have never lived a real American life. They don't know how to shop for groceries. They don't know how to pay bills. They couldn't run a hot dog stand. They can't run their own homes. They're sober for a whole bunch of staffers and bootlickers to run their lives for them. So they don't consider it to be a problem. Oh, we're just going to give you a license with no name on it. Then what do you do with this person when you pull them over? No, Tom, what would you know about this? I don't know. I spent 25 years pulling people over as a cop right here at Sarasota County, Florida. Unbelievable. Got to show you this one. This video is just funny. This shows you how Democrats work, though. Left Coast vagrant video, breaking it down for Democrats like they're 10 years old. Play it for me.
I want you to really break this down to me like I'm 10 years old and tell me why ICE agents zip-tying black babies in Chicago, because I can't for the life of me understand why this happened. Why was this necessary? These are...
So I seen this video and it's all over TikTok and Instagram. So I had to do my research. And what did I find?
Go Bucky!
Picture, which is my video of me and my son playing cops and robbers. Literally, this is us.
That was put out by Democrats. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. That was actually put out as an anti-ICE video by Democrats. First of all, not an ICE agent, a local cop. Secondly, it was somebody's home video posted on Facebook that was clipped and put out by Democrats. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025, to be a repulsive, filthy liar who lies about your lies. That's what it means to be a Democrat. It's very simple. You know, Tommy, you're espousing the perfection of Republicans? Certainly not, but we never do that. We never do that. We don't kill people. They do. We don't assassinate people. They do. We don't weaponize the DOJ. They do. We don't lop off penises, testicles, and breasts of 14-year-olds. They do. We don't prosecute our political opponents. We don't put people in jail for memes. They do. We don't pimp and whore vaccinations. They do. We don't mandate vaccinations. They do. We don't ban speech ever. We show up on all the shows. They ban speech. Let me do a couple minutes on Muslims. I've been trying to get to Muslims for forever over the last couple weeks. But anyway, Bob video, ex-Muslim. The Muslims are laughing at you guys. Play it for me.
Big Mom Donnie is practicing taqiyya.
1,000%. 1,000%.
He's presenting
as... The Muslims are laughing at you guys. Like, this is the funniest thing. Like, dude, give it 50 more years. Entire New York's going to be Muslim. And then before you know it, there's going to be Sharia courts. And then, like, y'all are... It's like shooting yourself in the foot. Like, I can't even believe. And, like, you see Europe. You look at Europe, it's happening right now. And then you're like, oh, let's just do it here in New York. Like, it's like, no. Like, you have to stop. Like, obviously, taqiyya is working. And they're doing an amazing job at it. And they're fooling everyone. Like, and all the Muslims are, like, so happy that it's happening. Like, this is the best thing that could happen in Islam. And he's going to win. Because we're too stupid. Like, no matter how many times ex-Muslims will say taqiyya is a real thing, they are lying to you, they will take over within 100 years, no one's going to listen. Because we just assume that our God is the same as their God. We just assume that their God will tell them not to lie, but their God tells them to lie. That's the
difference. To give before the conquest, and they strive in the sake of Allah, and they fight in the sake of Allah. Allah says that in the Quran. They're higher level. But the point is that victory is coming, guys. And so, this is your chance to be part of the conquest, of the victory. This is the real thing here. Jahidul mushrikeena, the hadith says. The hadith says, Jahidul mushrikeena bi anfusikum wa amwalikum wa alsinatikum. That strive against the mushriks with yourself and your monies and your tongues.
So the Muslims move in. And by the way, we're seeing this all over the globe, all in these Western countries, including us. All Dearborn, Michigan's gone already. They're gone already. New York's already gone. Or have their own police departments and Sharia law areas and whatever, unenforceable Sharia law areas. But I digress. But anyway, it's happening all over the world. What happens is the Muslims move in. It's actually a Muslim invasion. And they come in and they act like they're your friend. And they act like they're the religion of peace. Even though if you actually read the Quran, there's no mention of peace anywhere in there. Nowhere. And we can spend an entire show on the Quran and how it is a religion of absolute violence and vengeance. But anyway, and lack of love. And it is not the same God at all. But anyway, so they come in and they act like, you know, we're just trying to you know, be a neighbor and you have to accept us because there's free practice of religion in the UK, in the United States, in Canada, in Spain, in Italy, in Germany, all of us overrun by Islam, overrun. Now, are you saying, Tom, people don't have the right to practice Islam in America? Yeah, but you certainly don't need to import it. Certainly don't need to import that demonic religion. But anyway, so they come in and they're just like, you know what? We're free practicing our religion here. You need to accept us. And they'll even be nice. They'll make donations, be maybe an active part of the community, embrace people of other religions. And it's all called taqiyya. It's part of their doctrine where they're lying to you so that you allow more of them in and allow them to take over your cities as UK's gone. It's gone. Their power structure, because what they do is they move into a city and take whether the councilships, the parliamentary seats, the mayoral seat, whatever it may be, and they take over, they own these cities. And as Katie Hopkins said in the pregame, they've already positioned themselves. They have the mosque at the very north end of Great Britain and the very south end of Great Britain, because they've already marked Great Britain as invaded and taken over. And then they demand their rights under taqiyya. How dare you speak anti-Muslim things against us? We're this religion of peace. And then the Democrats, who have absolutely nothing in common with these people, allegedly, because Islam is anti-homosexual, anti-trans, anti-gay, anti-abortion, but somehow for some reason, because we on the right oppose Islam, they embrace it, thinking, and I guess that if they embrace it under taqiyya, that they themselves will be spared. Oh yeah, right. You'll be the first to go, as always, as the collaborator is always the first to go. But anyway, so that's what's going on. It's taqiyya. They're lying to us. Accept us, and don't you dare say anything. You know, they're running people like Keir Starmer, who refused to prosecute Islamic rapists because he didn't want to be called Islamophobe. That's all part of taqiyya. We're not against Christians. So you shouldn't be against us. Bull crap. I'm against you. And we in the church need to say it. I'm against you. But what is the American evangelical church doing instead? Starting to opt for maybe there's more than one way. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And by the way, if you have never accepted Jesus, I don't care whether you're a Jew. I don't care whether you're a Muslim. I don't care whether you're a Jehovah's Witness. Mormon or any other religion, you're going to burn in hell for all of eternity because the blood has not covered your sin. It's as simple as that. All right, so let's look at this Wall Street Apes video. Denmark followed 321 Muslim Palestinian asylum seekers and their kids for nearly 30 years. This is the shocking result. Play it for me.
In 1992, the Danish government passed a law allowing the immigration, specifically of 321 refugees from Palestine. And the study followed them from 1992 to 2019. Out of the original 321 Palestinians, 204 ended up being convicted of a crime. 71 of them were jailed, and 176 ended up on welfare. So that accounts for 63% became criminals and were convicted, and more than half ended up on welfare. So they followed the second generation. They had 999 children. 337 ended up being convicted of a crime. 132 of them ended up being jailed, and 372 of them ended up on welfare. So that's a 34% conviction rate and a 37% welfare rate. Their very own justice minister later stated in a 2019 interview, and this is the guy who presided over this entire thing, by the way, and I quote, these asylum seekers should not have been let.
Correct. And by the way, this would be the case everywhere you go, whether it's Norway, whether it's Sweden, who strangely imported a bunch of Muslims and a bunch of people from Africa, and their rape rate went through the roof. Never went through the roof before. But if you say that, you're Islamophobic because they want to make sure that they usher in taqiyya, where they're the nice people. If you dare denigrate them, then you're Islamophobic. But again, it's almost like being anti-Semitic. If you dare criticize anything that Israel does, you're anti-Semitic, even though half of Israel criticizes what Israel does. And the Jews aren't anti-Semitic. Weird. So these stats will be basically the same or worse anywhere you go, anywhere. Who's causing most of the birth defects inside of Great Britain because of Pakistani inbreeding? The Pakistanis. It's a fact. But I'd be called Islamophobic and jailed for 3 years if I posted that on Facebook. Out of the original 321 Palestinians that were tracked for 30 years, 204 ended up being convicted of a crime. 204 out of 320. 71 of them were jailed. 176 ended up on welfare. That accounts for 63% became criminals and were convicted, and more than half ended up on welfare. So they followed the second generation. That was generation one. Well, it's got to get better. It's got to get better, right, Aaron?
Yeah,
it's got to be better. Yeah. They had 400 kids. 400 kids. What would we have? None. 337 ended up being convicted of a crime out of 399. Keeps getting worse. 132 of them ended up being jailed. 372 out of 399 of them ended up on welfare. Only 25 out of 399 were not on welfare. But you're not allowed to say anything because they've ushered in Takiya. So Takiya is, we're all these great, nice people who are peaceful people, and you do your religion, we'll do ours, until we have the numbers to make it against the law for you to practice your own religion. And they're wretched, horrible people. You know why they're wretched, horrible people? Because they're following a false demonic god. And if you follow the devil, guess what kind of person you're going to be? How many positive people have you ever met who are demonic? So that's 34% conviction rate and 37% welfare rate. There you go. All right, 1016, that's good. Rumble Rants tonight, Nate Dad won $50. Todd Suff, $40. Nude Monk, $20. Richard Perry, $10. Jules 21 Hours, $10. Conservative Warrior, $65. Conservative Warrior, $65, $10. Robin Aroni, $5. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you in the rant. Love you guys in the chat. Really appreciate you in the chat. Really do, guys. Thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you for always being here. 1,700 people still watching right now at an hour and 16 minutes in. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. You're going to love it. Seriously, you're going to love it. So stick around for it. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.